Do you want to develop a creative mind, but feel like you're stuck in a rut? Have you ever considered turning to ancient philosophy for inspiration? In this video, we'll explore 7 Stoic ways to unlock your creativity and cultivate a mindset that will help you think outside the box. Step 1. Embrace constraints. Stoicism teaches us to accept and embrace the constraints of life. It's a philosophy that encourages us to find peace within the boundaries of our existence. But how does this relate to creativity? Creativity is often seen as a boundless, limitless entity. However, Stoicism suggests that constraints can be a powerful tool for fostering creativity. Embracing constraints means accepting the limitations of our environment, resources, and time, and using these limitations as a catalyst for creative thinking. When it comes to developing a creative mind, embracing constraints can be a powerful catalyst. This is because constraints force us to think differently, to push beyond the obvious solutions, and to explore new territories. They challenge us to look at problems from multiple angles, to question our assumptions, and to innovate. So, how can we apply this Stoic principle in our own lives to develop a creative mind? The first step in embracing constraints is to reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing constraints as obstacles, view them as opportunities for growth and creativity. This shift in mindset can transform a seemingly limiting situation into a catalyst for innovation. The next step is to identify the constraints in your life. These could be physical constraints, like a lack of resources or time, or mental constraints, like fear or self-doubt. Once you've identified these constraints, you can begin to explore ways to work within them. Once you've identified your constraints, brainstorm solutions that work within these boundaries. This could involve finding creative ways to use limited resources or developing strategies to overcome mental blocks. Embracing constraints is not about finding the perfect solution on the first try. It's about experimenting, learning from your mistakes, and iterating. This process of trial and error can lead to unexpected discoveries and innovative solutions. Then, take time to reflect on your experiences with constraints. What did you learn? How did the constraints shape your creative process? These reflections can provide valuable insights for future creative endeavors. By viewing constraints not as obstacles, but as opportunities for growth and innovation, we can push beyond our comfort zones, challenge our assumptions, and unlock our creative potential. Step 2. Look for inspiration everywhere. The Stoics believed in the interconnectedness of all things in the universe. They saw wisdom and lessons in everything, from the grandest cosmic event to the smallest blade of grass. This holistic view of the world can be a powerful tool for fostering creativity. Creativity is not just about coming up with new ideas, but also about connecting existing ideas in novel ways. By looking for inspiration everywhere, we can broaden our perspective and expand our creative toolkit. Seneca, one of the most influential Stoic philosophers, once wrote, "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." This philosophy encourages us to remain open and receptive to the lessons life has to offer, fostering a mindset of continuous learning and growth. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, try to find inspiration in unexpected places. This could mean exploring a new genre of music, reading a book outside your usual interests, or even taking a different route to work. By exposing yourself to new experiences, you can stimulate your mind and spark creative ideas. The Stoics had a deep respect for nature and saw it as a source of wisdom and inspiration. They believed that by observing the natural world, we can gain insights into the laws of the universe and our place within it. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, spend time in nature. Observe the patterns, colors, and rhythms of the natural world. Let the beauty and complexity of nature inspire your creative projects. The Stoics were also great admirers of history. They believed that by studying the past, we can learn valuable lessons for the present and future. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, delve into history. Read biographies, visit museums, and explore historical sites. Learn from the successes and failures of the past, and use these lessons to inform your creative work. The Stoics appreciated the power of art to inspire and transform. They believed that by engaging with art, we can gain new perspectives and stimulate our imagination. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, immerse yourself in art. Visit galleries, attend concerts, and watch plays. Let the works of other artists inspire your own creative expression. The Stoics valued human connection and believed that by engaging with others, we can learn from their experiences and gain new insights. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, connect with people. Engage in conversations, listen to stories, and share ideas. Let the perspectives and experiences of others enrich your creative thinking. The Stoics practiced regular reflection and self-examination. They believed that by reflecting on our experiences, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, take time to reflect on your experiences. Journal, meditate, or simply sit in quiet contemplation. Let your reflections guide your creative process. The Stoics found wisdom and beauty in the ordinary. They believed that by embracing the mundane, we can discover hidden treasures in our everyday lives. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, pay attention to the small details of your daily life. Find inspiration in the ordinary objects, routines, and experiences that often go unnoticed. The Stoics valued exploration and discovery. They believed that by traveling and exploring, we can broaden our horizons and gain new perspectives. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, travel, and explore. This could mean visiting a new country, exploring a nearby town, or even just taking a different route to work. Let your travels inspire your creative journey. By observing nature, learning from history, engaging with art, connecting with people, reflecting on your experiences, embracing the mundane, and traveling and exploring, you can find inspiration in unexpected places and stimulate your creative thinking. Step 3. Practice regularly. The Stoic philosophy places a high emphasis on the importance of practice. The Stoics believe that consistent, deliberate practice is the key to mastering any skill, including creativity. As Epictetus wisely put it, "You will never do anything in this world without courage." It is the greatest quality of the mind next to honor. Practice, in the Stoic sense, is not just about repetition. It's about mindful repetition, about engaging fully in the task at hand, and striving for improvement with each attempt. This mindful approach to practice can help to cultivate a creative mind by fostering a deep understanding of your craft, stimulating new ideas, and building resilience in the face of challenges. So, how can we apply this Stoic principle to develop a creative mind? Firstly, make a commitment to regular practice. This could mean setting aside a specific time each day for creative work, or it could mean committing to a certain number of creative tasks each week. The key is to establish a routine and stick to it, even when the creative juices aren't flowing. Secondly, approach practice with a mindset of continuous learning. Instead of focusing on the end result, focus on the process of creation. Experiment with different techniques, explore new ideas, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. Remember, each mistake is an opportunity to learn and improve. Thirdly, reflect on your practice. At the end of each session, take a few moments to reflect on what you've learned, what worked well, what didn't, what could you do differently next time. This process of reflection can help to deepen your understanding of your craft and stimulate new ideas. Fourthly, seek feedback on your work. Feedback from others can provide valuable insights and perspectives that you may not have considered. It can also help to identify areas for improvement and stimulate new ideas. However, remember to approach feedback with a Stoic mindset. Don't take it personally, but rather as an opportunity for growth and learning. Then, remember that practice is a journey, not a destination. The goal is not to achieve perfection, but to continually improve and grow. As Seneca once said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." So make the most of your time by practicing regularly and mindfully. Regular practice can take many forms. For a writer, it might mean writing a certain number of words each day. For an artist, it might mean sketching or painting for a set amount of time each week. For a problem solver, it might mean setting aside time each day to brainstorm new ideas or work on a challenging problem. Regardless of the form it takes, regular practice is essential for developing a creative mind. It helps to build a strong foundation of skills, stimulate new ideas, and foster a mindset of continuous learning and growth. So take a leaf out of the Stoics' book and make regular practice a cornerstone of your creative journey. By committing to regular practice, approaching it with a mindset of continuous learning, reflecting on your practice, seeking feedback, and remembering that practice is a journey, you can cultivate your creative potential and navigate the challenges of life with wisdom and resilience. As Epictetus said, "The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best." So, surround yourself with positivity, practice regularly, and watch your creative mind flourish. Step 4. Challenge your assumptions. The Stoics were known for their rigorous questioning and challenging of assumptions. They believed that our perceptions of the world are often clouded by preconceived notions and biases, which can limit our understanding and growth. This principle is particularly relevant in the realm of creativity, where challenging assumptions can help to break down mental barriers and open up new possibilities. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, once wrote, "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." This philosophy encourages us to challenge our assumptions and to shape our reality through our thoughts. It suggests that our perceptions of the world are not fixed, but rather malleable, shaped by our thoughts and beliefs. By challenging our assumptions, we can reshape our perceptions and expand our creative potential. So, how can we apply this Stoic principle to creativity? The first step is to identify our assumptions. These can be assumptions about ourselves, such as, "I'm not good at drawing," or assumptions about the world, such as, "Art has to be realistic to be valuable." Once we've identified our assumptions, we can begin to question them. A useful tool for challenging assumptions is the "what if" question. For example, if your assumption is, "I'm not good at drawing," you could ask, "What if I could improve my drawing skills with practice?" Or, "What if there's a different style of drawing that suits me better?" These questions can help to open up new possibilities and stimulate creative thinking. Another way to challenge assumptions is to seek diverse perspectives. This could mean looking at a problem from different angles, or it could mean seeking input from people with different backgrounds and experiences. By exposing ourselves to diverse perspectives, we can broaden our understanding and challenge our assumptions. For instance, if you're working on a design project and you're assuming that the design should be minimalist, you could challenge this assumption by exploring maximalist design styles. You could research maximalist art and design, talk to people who prefer maximalist aesthetics, and experiment with maximalist elements in your own work. This process of exploration and experimentation can help to challenge your assumptions and stimulate creative ideas. Challenging assumptions can also involve questioning the status quo and conventional wisdom. This can be particularly relevant in fields where there are established norms and practices. For example, in the field of education, there's a common assumption that students should be grouped by age. However, some educators have challenged this assumption by experimenting with multi-age classrooms where students of different ages learn together. This approach can foster collaboration, mentorship, and a more dynamic learning environment. In the creative process, challenging assumptions can help to break down mental barriers and stimulate fresh ideas. It can encourage us to think outside the box, to explore unconventional ideas, and to push the boundaries of what's possible. However, challenging assumptions is not always easy. It can be uncomfortable and even scary to question our deeply held beliefs and to venture into unknown territory. But as the Stoics teach us, discomfort and uncertainty are part of the growth process. By embracing this discomfort and challenging our assumptions, we can cultivate our creative mind and navigate the challenges of life with wisdom and resilience. Challenging assumptions is not a one-time process, but rather a continuous practice. As we grow and learn, our assumptions can change, and new assumptions can emerge. Therefore, it's important to regularly reflect on our assumptions and to question them. This practice of reflection and questioning can help to keep our minds open and our creativity flowing. By identifying and questioning our assumptions, seeking diverse perspectives, and pushing the boundaries of conventional wisdom, we can break down mental barriers, stimulate fresh ideas, and cultivate our creative potential. Step 5. Collaborate with others. Collaboration is not merely a tool for productivity, but a reflection of our shared humanity. The Stoics viewed human beings as social creatures, interconnected and interdependent in the grand tapestry of life. This interconnectedness, they believed, is a source of strength and wisdom, and it is through collaboration that we can tap into this collective power. Collaboration serves as a catalyst for innovation. It brings together diverse perspectives, experiences, and skills, creating a rich melting pot of ideas. By collaborating with others, we can challenge our own viewpoints, broaden our horizons, and stimulate our creative thinking. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, exemplified this principle in his extensive correspondence with his contemporaries. His letters, filled with philosophical discussions and personal reflections, demonstrate the power of dialogue and mutual learning. He wrote, "While we teach, we learn," encapsulating the reciprocal nature of collaboration. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, seek opportunities to engage with others in your field. This could mean joining a creative community, participating in workshops, or collaborating on projects. By exposing yourself to different viewpoints and approaches, you can enrich your own creative process. Moreover, collaboration is not just about exchanging ideas, but also about building relationships. The Stoics valued the bonds of friendship and community, seeing them as essential to a fulfilling life. In the creative process, these relationships can provide emotional support, constructive feedback, and a sense of belonging. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote, "What injures the hive injures the bee." This metaphor underscores the importance of collective welfare and cooperation. In a creative context, this could mean supporting your peers, sharing resources, and celebrating each other's successes. By fostering a spirit of camaraderie, you can create a positive and nurturing environment for creativity. However, collaboration also involves navigating conflicts and differences. The Stoics, with their emphasis on virtue and reason, offer valuable insights for managing these challenges. They teach us to approach conflicts with patience, understanding, and a commitment to fairness. Epictetus, in his Discourses, wrote, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." This advice encourages us to practice active listening, to understand others' perspectives, and to respond thoughtfully. In a creative collaboration, this approach can help to resolve disagreements, foster mutual respect, and promote a productive exchange of ideas. Collaboration requires a willingness to compromise and adapt. The Stoics, with their acceptance of change and their focus on what is within our control, offer a helpful perspective for dealing with the uncertainties of collaboration. Seneca once wrote, "We must adapt ourselves to the present occasion." This philosophy encourages us to be flexible and open-minded, to embrace change, and to make the most of the opportunities that come our way. In a creative collaboration, this mindset can help to navigate the inevitable ups and downs, to adapt to new ideas, and to find creative solutions to challenges. Step 6. Take breaks. The Stoic philosophy, often associated with resilience and endurance, also emphasizes the importance of balance in life. One of the key aspects of this balance is the need for rest and rejuvenation. The Stoics believe that taking breaks is not a sign of weakness, but rather a necessary step towards maintaining mental and physical health. This principle is particularly relevant when it comes to fostering a creative mind. Creativity is a process that requires both intense focus and periods of rest. It's like a muscle that needs to be exercised and then allowed to recover. By taking breaks, we give our minds the opportunity to recharge, gain perspective, and cultivate inner peace. This, in turn, can enhance our creative potential. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, once wrote, "The object in life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane." This quote, while not directly about taking breaks, highlights the importance of stepping back from the hustle and bustle of life to maintain one's sanity and perspective. Creativity is a demanding process that can often lead to burnout if not managed properly. Taking regular breaks can help to prevent this by giving your mind a chance to rest and recover. This is particularly important when you're working on a complex or long-term project. By taking breaks, you can sustain your creative energy over the long haul and avoid the risk of burnout. Taking breaks can also stimulate fresh ideas. When you step away from your work, you allow your mind to wander and make unexpected connections. This can lead to innovative solutions and creative breakthroughs. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "We should every night call ourselves to an account. What infirmity have I mastered today? What passions opposed? What temptation resisted? What virtue acquired?" This philosophy can be applied to creativity by reflecting on your work during breaks and allowing new ideas to emerge. Contrary to popular belief, taking breaks can actually enhance focus. When you return to your work after a break, you're more likely to be refreshed and focused. This can improve the quality of your work and increase your productivity. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions." One practical way to incorporate breaks into your creative process is to schedule them. This could mean taking a short break every hour or setting aside a longer period of time each day for rest and relaxation. By scheduling breaks, you ensure that you're giving your mind the rest it needs to stay creative. During your breaks, engage in activities that are non-creative. This could mean going for a walk, doing some housework, or even taking a nap. These activities can help to clear your mind and prepare you for your next creative session. Mindfulness is another great way to take a break. By focusing on your breath or engaging in a short meditation, you can calm your mind and gain perspective. This can enhance your creativity and improve your overall well-being. Step 7. Don't be afraid to fail. Embracing failure is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. The Stoics believe that failure is not an end, but rather a stepping stone on the path to wisdom and growth. This perspective can be a powerful tool for fostering creativity, as it encourages us to take risks, to experiment, and to learn from our mistakes. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This philosophy encourages us to view obstacles, including failure, as opportunities for growth and learning. In the creative process, failure is often seen as a negative outcome. However, failure can also be a valuable source of learning and growth. It can provide insights into what doesn't work, helping us to refine our ideas and improve our approach. It can also stimulate creative thinking, encouraging us to explore new ideas and approaches. To apply this Stoic principle to creativity, it's important to reframe your perspective on failure. Instead of viewing failure as a sign of inadequacy or a reason to give up, view it as a learning opportunity. Ask yourself, "What can I learn from this experience?" Or, "How can I use this failure to improve my work?" Moreover, don't let the fear of failure hold you back from exploring new ideas or taking creative risks. Remember, every failure is a step towards success. As Seneca once said, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult." Another important aspect of embracing failure is to cultivate resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks, to persevere in the face of challenges, and to maintain a positive outlook even in difficult situations. It's a key characteristic of creative individuals, as it enables them to keep going even when faced with failure or rejection. To cultivate resilience, practice accepting failure as a natural part of the creative process. Remember that everyone fails at some point, and that failure is not a reflection of your worth or ability. Instead, it's a sign that you're pushing your boundaries, exploring new territory, and growing as a creative individual. Additionally, try to maintain a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. It's the understanding that failure is not a permanent condition, but a temporary setback that can be overcome with effort and learning. A fixed mindset is the belief that abilities are fixed traits that cannot be changed. It's the belief that failure is a reflection of one's ability, and that success is a result of innate talent rather than effort and learning. By cultivating a growth mindset, you can foster resilience and embrace failure as a part of the creative process. You can view failures as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as signs of inadequacy. This perspective can help you to persevere in the face of challenges, to take creative risks, and to continue developing your creative skills. Remember to celebrate your failures as well as your successes. Celebrating failures doesn't mean reveling in your mistakes, but rather acknowledging them, learning from them, and moving forward with renewed determination. By celebrating failures, you can foster a positive attitude towards risk-taking and experimentation. You can also create a supportive environment where failure is seen as a natural part of the creative process, rather than something to be feared or avoided. Overall, the teachings of Stoicism offer valuable insights for developing a creative mind. By embracing constraints, looking for inspiration everywhere, practicing regularly, challenging your assumptions, collaborating with others, taking breaks, and not being afraid to fail, you can cultivate your creative potential and navigate the challenges of life with wisdom and resilience.